It's unlikely any trail construction will happen along Esther Dome Road before 2015. That's because the process involves at least one grant funding application and discussions with the state's Department of Transportation. The borough assembly would have to weigh in, and all of that would happen only after Director of Parks and Recreation Mike Bork feels he's thoroughly assessed the opinions of residents who live in the area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the concerns that I had heard from several of the people that own property or live up there is the potential for, you know, increased traffic. I mean, you know, there's already quite a bit of use on the roadway, bicyclers, runners, you know, various users.
But heavy use is one of the reasons the Interior Trails Preservation Coalition is looking into constructing a trail. Stan Justice is a member of ITPC.
The one thing that we've heard again and again as we had meetings was that people complained about all the runners and cyclists on the road. And so we felt that getting a trail next to the road should be a very high priority to relieve that problem.
ITPC would like to see just over 3 miles of trail built within the 100-foot-wide state right-of-way along Esther Dome Road. The proposed trail would become part of the Equinox Marathon Trail, but Justice says it would also be open for use beyond the annual foot race.
For example, there are people that have children that get dropped off by the school bus down by Sheep Creek, and they have to get up to home, you know, partway up Esther Dome Road. Right now, they have to walk on the road, and they're at risk from getting run over because it's a very narrow road there. And cyclists, runners, walkers, anyone that would rather be off the road than on the road would be able to use this trail.
Trail use and construction on Esther Dome is contentious. The dome itself is what Justice calls a patchwork quilt of private land, state mental health trust property, and mining claims. But Borough Trails Coordinator Tom Hancock says he sees increased support for recreational trail use in the borough.
Well, we definitely see an increase in trail activity every year. More and more people are out, whether it's summertime or wintertime. It seems that each year it increases, not only because of interest in recreation, but a lot more people moving into the area. In addition to that, is as areas build out for residential areas, for example, we're always going to see conflicts with residents and trail users.
The borough hosted a public meeting earlier this month to gauge public opinion and dispel misinformation about the plan. Tom Hancock and Mike Bork say the borough is likely to host many more meetings as the planning process continues. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.